Time for Joe on a Monday morning. He checks in always after 7:45 to get us caught up on the high school and IU beat. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, Glass?
Good morning.
Good morning, Margaret.
How are you doing?
Well, have a great start to your week today, will you?
Oh, I hope you do, too.
Yeah.
Great start to the spring season on the high school beat, Joe, as the softballers knocking them out of the park.
Well, I tell you, Mick Hammett's Edgewood Lady Mustangs are making contact, and they're making contact with the win column off to a 5-0 start this spring. After sweeping Mitchell over the weekend, 27 runs, 26 hits, senior Claire Schapter put the finishing touches to the week with a two-hit shutout of the Blue Jackets. She also had a couple of hits and knocked in two. She was 5-for-7. In the sweep, and sophomore Peyton Acuff was 5-for-8 at the plate. Edgewood will host defending 4A state champion and third-ranked South Tuesday night, by the way, in a rain makeup at 5:30 out in Ellettsville. Mentioning Meg Montgomery's Panthers, they lost to Shackamack 5-3, leveling its record to 1-1. South hurt themselves with 4 errors, and they stranded 15 on base. They will play tonight, weather permitting, at Northview at 6 o'clock. Emily Crown's North Cougar got a 19-strikeout no-hitter last week. Toss from sophomore Kenzie Ridge against Eastern. North is 2-1 here early spring. They'll be hosting White River Valley tomorrow night. Baseball tonight, Bob Jones Mustangs host Mooresville and Ermal Clark at 5 o'clock. Edgewood is 3-3 to start the week on the diamond. South is 2-1. Phil Klusner's crew play at B&L tonight at 5:30. Senior first sacker Henry Nicewander knocked in 4 with 3 hits, including his second home run of the spring, as the Purple beat Vincennes Lincoln 7-6 at Grill Memorial over the weekend. Richard Hurt's North Cougars are up and running. They're underway 1-2 after a Twin Bill loss to Lawrence North. They'll open Conference Indiana play Tuesday, hosting Terre Haute South. Barb Mills' North Tennis Cougs are off to a 4-0 start, winning its own invitational, not losing any of its 6 doubles matches. Senior Olivia Gettelfinger and junior Nicole Ortiz playing at 1 here early season and playing well for Barb Mills. North will be at B&L tonight at 5:30. Number 9 South lost its opener to 20th-ranked Avon last week. Sam Kercheval armed, though, with defending state singles champion senior Denise Askwe, who won her first match, 6-love in love. South will open Conference Indiana tonight at 5:30 on the home courts against Southport. Out on the links, Dustin Carver, 6th-ranked South Panthers, finished 6th at the Hall of Fame Classic up in Peru. Team medal honors out to Nick Burris and Tanner Shapiro. They fired 79s. Senior Jonas Carmichael, 74, led Gary Lee's Mustangs to a 9th-place finish at the Northview Invitational over at Forest Park in Brazil. South and Edgewood, by the way, will get together out on the links Tuesday at the Cage. Justin Helmer's Cougar guys and gals, both 3rd at the Columbus North Invite. Norris Quartet of Matt McCarty, Drew Wallen, along with Isaac Benz and Bryce Frazier, won the 3,200-meter race. Meanwhile, junior Gracie Heeb won the 300 hurdles and long jump. Freshman Paige Chitwood, the 400. Junior Jayla Campbell won the 800. Sophomore, rather freshman, Grace Williams, the 3,200, and sophomore Elena Walls won the discus for the North girls. And a couple of veteran seniors, Levi Byers and Austin Smith, both in on 4 event wins as Edgewood. The boys and girls finished 2nd to Brown County and Martinsville in a triangular last weekend. Elizabeth Conway, a senior, was 2nd in the 100 as well as the 100-meter hurdles as the Edgewood boys continue to compete well along with the girls. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls kicking off your sports week at 6. Don't forget Reds baseball tonight, opening up a 3-game set at Wrigley against the Cubs, pregame with Mike Leake on the hill at 8 o'clock.
And, Smitty, the Pacers did what they had to do last night. They've won 5 straight, 4 in a row since the return of Paul George. They've got 2 more games left. They are currently tied for the 8th and final position with Brooklyn. They host the Washington Wizards tomorrow night and then travel to Memphis to wrap up the regular season on Wednesday. We begged them to win all their final 7 games, and so far, so good.
So far, so good, yeah.
I'm not sure where that tiebreaker stands. I'll have that figured out tonight before we go on the airwaves with in the zone. Reds and Cubs, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Then it's over to St. Louis. Cincinnati lost yesterday an extra 7-5, Joe, but the Reds off to a flying start to get the season started. started here on WGCL.
Yeah, they had a good sweep of the Pirates and obviously ran into some problems out of their pen. About 4-2, and, you know, they're all going to be playing Central Division foes here, you know, this month of April.
No point to dig that hole deep. Exactly right. Good to see Joey Votto hitting the baseball again.
Doing it with power, too, Glass.
Maybe he's healthy, Joe, and you can never.
No,
you always knock a guy.
Sight.
You knock a guy when he's not playing, then he plays and he's only half healthy, and then he doesn't do anything. So sometimes it's good just to sit out and get retooled up and ready to go. And it looks like Votto is means business, and that'll help the Reds because Todd Frazier, Jay Bruce, and the gang already provide that punch, and getting one extra bat in the lineup not going to hurt much of anything. Mike Leake gets the ball tonight, as you mentioned, 4-0. 1.71 ERA in his last four against the Cubs. That's exciting. And how about Jordan Spieth, Joe? Pretty good performance from a kid that doesn't turn 22 until July 29th.
You throw all the adulation and superlatives out. That was just spectacular in a word.
The one thing that's interesting about golf is no one hands it to you. You really have to go out there and take it yourself. And he did. He's missed 5-footer at the final hole. Saw him share the tournament record with Tiger Woods as a 21-year-old. Not beat it, but... he led the field in birdies, Joe, with 28. He didn't make any double bogeys until the later part of the weekend. He set the 36-hole record, the 54-hole record, and tied the 72-hole record. So I guess...
And you were in on a little of that history of the 36-hole 130 score.
I saw him roll in that 4-footer on 18 on Friday for it. We thought he made the first putt. That would have...
Was that you in the background with the candy stripe pants? Did you wear long pants?
That was me. Absolutely right.
You had the candy stripe long ones on.
He was teasing you about that on Friday.
Of course not. I didn't. I wasn't going to get thrown out of my first time to Augusta during tournament play. So maybe next time, Smitty.
What an experience for you. I'm sure you and Brian had a great time.
Beyond that, it's better than anybody's ever told you. So good stuff there. We'll talk about that as the week continues and the morning continues. And we'll get caught up. Hoosier sweep Rutgers. Water polo sweeps on the East Coast, tennis sweeps, softball sweeps. Get the brooms out for the Hoosiers.
Yep.
We'll do that at 8:45.
We've already colored them cream and crimson, those brooms.
That's great. Good to hear. All right, Smitty, good job as always, pal.
We'll talk to you then.
How about do we have enough time to get all these victories in?
Well, we're going to try. Take a big, deep breath of what a difference a weekend makes. Hoosier brooms were busy this past weekend. Sweeps the common thread. Color them cream and crimson in baseball, softball, women's tennis, and water polo. Just outstanding. Will Nolden's RBI knock scored Scott Donnelly in the fifth out of the BART Sunday as Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers completed the sweep of Rutgers 5-4. The Hoosiers move up four spots in the Big Ten to 6 at 5-6. Evan Bell, Luke Harrison, Ryan Halstead combined to hurl a scoreless ball over the final four frames, giving up a total of just two hits and four strikeouts, three of them coming from Harrison. Nolden, by the way, extended his on-base streak to 10 games. That's the longest of the season. And junior lefty Kyle Hart earned his 17th career win Sunday. Halstead, out of the pen, nailed down his 7th save of the year and the 30th of his career. That's the most in IU program history. How about former North Cougar Colby Stratton getting a chance to play his first three career starts at the second base? He hit .400 on the weekend in the series, four hits, two doubles, three RBI, and six total bases. And let us not forget former South Panther Jake Kelzer's effort in Saturday's win. The sophomore pitched a career-high eight innings and tossed a career-best six strikeouts in earning his third win of the year in Saturday's 6-0 whitewash. Hoosiers play at Indiana State tomorrow night. They're back home at the BART, 6:05 Wednesday night against Evansville. Mary King, 16th-ranked water polo queens, ended Sunday's 19-5 win over George Washington with a 15-1 run to complete a 4-0 weekend at the Princeton Invitational as the defending CWPA champs improved to 5-1 in conference play. Freshman Kelly Matthews led 7 Hoosiers with 5 goals, bringing her total on the weekend to 14. Colleen McNaught had a 9-goal weekend and also had 8 assists. Indiana closes the regular season at home this weekend against Bucknell and 2 non-conference games in Mercyhurst and Notre Dame College. Lynn Loring's women's tennis netters beat Maryland and Rutgers out of the varsity courts to improve to 5-4, climbing to sixth place in the Big Ten. Alicia Casa won at two singles after teaming with Carolyn Chupa to win at one double, 6-1 the final over Rutgers. They also beat Maryland on Saturday, 6-1. Jeremy Wertzman's men won 4-2 at Penn State yesterday, evening its mark at 4-4. Former North Cougar Matt McCoy continues to play well. He had a three-set win at five singles. The Hoosiers bouncing back after losing at Ohio State earlier in the weekend. Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers completed the three-game sweep of Penn State out in University Park, winning 7-4 Sunday to improve to 5-7 in league play. The first Big Ten sweep in close to 3 years for the softballers. Senior Laura Olson, all three wins on the mound for the Hoosiers. Elsewhere, just an outstanding weekend all the way across the board. Out on the champ course, junior Max Collin, T11, finishing 1 over 214. Mike Mayer's Hoosier Linkman rallied on Sunday to finish third in the NYX Hoosier Invite. Freshman Brendan Doyle was T14, playing in his first collegiate tournament at home. Steve Peterson's 15th-ranked rowers beat Michigan State and number 7 Michigan up in Ann Arbor. The win over Michigan, the first in program history. The Indiana Hoosiers won 9 events, teaming with Michigan State to help the Big Ten top Louisville and Notre Dame. The Big Ten ACC Challenge down in Louisville, Cornelius Strickland was a double winner, sweeping the sprints, the 1 and 200. Tanner Thompson scored the game-winning goal in overtime as Todd Yeagley's Hoosiers beat the Irish of Notre Dame in that spring exhibition match up at the National Soccer Festival in Fort Wayne. Also scoring was IU freshman Corey Thomas, and Jessica Parado made the FINA World Championship team along with 2013 IU grad Amy Kozad. Both will be on that U.S. team. They're headed over to Russia in July. Well, don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. Little Reds baseball, Mike Leake with the ball from Brian Price, 8 o'clock pregame. First of three at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. And tomorrow night, Sports Talk live from Yogi's at 6. Time to go behind the scenes once again with Fred Glass and Amanda Janney. The new field hockey coach joins us as well Tuesday night starting at 6.
Reds did a good job on the weekend. They got beaten the series by St. Louis, Joe, but hyper-competitive, no doubt about that. They took four of their first six. If you would have told me that before the week started and Joey Votto was knocking them out of the park, I don't think any of us would have complained on that. Reds on the road this week, as you mentioned, in Chicago. We'll have them for you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then it's off to St. Louis for a weekend series with the Cardinals. And don't forget, coming up Saturday, Joe, IU spring football, 2 o'clock. It's busy times. And as you mentioned, tomorrow night we'll get an update on that with Fred Glass and IU field hockey as well.
Yeah, go to Hoosiers, IUHoosiers.com. All kinds of activities for the family is starting at 12 noon on Saturday out at Memorial Stadium for
the
spring
forecast
game.
Looks really good now in the low 70s.
And, I put you in charge of the weather, you know.
Just a 10% chance of rain, so
that should be
tasty. That's going to kick off a little five-week, the bike race a week from this weekend. The bike races, excuse me. So a busy, busy time, and that means spring is around that. And how about Jordan Spieth, Joe? Pretty impressive from a 21-year-old kid yesterday. No kid in that game. That was all professional golf work.
No, I tell you what, his demeanor and he's just an outstanding young man, and his golfing talent's just off the charts, I tell you what. Talk about being in form. And to play that course and to lead it wire to wire, you kidding me? With that final aggregate that he had, you know, we're looking at 280, maybe 279. Shoot, boy, what a four rounds.
Yep, the course didn't play as tough as they thought, obviously. And he took complete advantage of it and was the first player since 1976 to go wire-to-wire with no ties to win the Masters. He's 21 years of age, Joe. Good job, as always.
All righty, my friend.
With you tomorrow night live at Yogi's.
We'll be there.